because this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We say, send out prosperity and let the healing begin. We welcome you to Bishop Greg Davis Live, where we hear the word, receive the word, and we live the word. We live the word by applying the word to our lives. So if you have not already, make sure you meet us here 7 days a week. I've said 7 days a week. We are here Monday through Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We receive, we have relationship talk with Bishop, but on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, we receive a word from Bishop. But you can catch us here on Sunday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We had Good Friday on yesterday, and the word that Bishop preached on yesterday was powerful. So if you have not already, the replay is on, so you can always go back and replay here on Clubhouse. So that way you will be able to receive that powerful word. If you did miss it, you can also text the word Bishop Greg. You can text the word Bishop Greg to 80123 for any updates. And you can also receive texts from Bishop himself whenever he goes live on any platform. Today's topic is in the middle of it all. In the middle of it all, and we know Bishop is about to give us a powerful word on today. But before we hear from Bishop, let's go into prayer. Father God, we just thank you for this day, Lord God. We thank you that Good Friday was on yesterday. And some may not say Good Saturday, but I say Good Saturday. We say Good Saturday, Lord God, because on tomorrow, Good Sunday, early Sunday morning, we know what took place, Father God. So we just thank you right now for the word that you have given to Bishop. We pray that you would just continue to speak through him and to him so that way he can speak to your people, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Bishop.
Thank you, E. I appreciate you. All of those that are on, blessings and honor to you. It is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And we say, send now prosperity. Thank all of you for being here on Saturday afternoon. I'm sure everybody's getting ready for tomorrow. So thank you. I appreciate you for taking out your time to be a part of this time of sharing every Saturday at 3 p.m. to give you fuel for your weekend. I pray everybody's good and enjoying your day, wherever you may be carrying and listening to this word. We're excited. It's a great weekend. We celebrate the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We are the only faith that can say our God lives. He's yet alive. We thank God for that. Tomorrow we'll be at 12:30. Those of you that are just beginning out of church or don't go to church, come get your word tomorrow at 12:30. I won't be long today, but I do have a word that I want to share with you on today. I'm still inviting some people. I'm coming, y'all. I'm coming. Appreciate y'all so much. Appreciate y'all so much. I want to talk about honor all of you that are here. If y'all moderators could share, please, and invite. Good to see you all on Facebook. Joy and Brandy and those that are on there. Nairobi on IG. Appreciate you. And Carolyn on TikTok. Talking about today, in the middle of it all. In the middle of it all. In my study to pursue this Holy Week, seeing exactly what Jesus was doing and making it applicable to our lives today as we pursue what God has given us to do. Heidi, I researched and researched to find out what was Jesus doing on Saturday. Luke 22:46, the last words that we see from him: "And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And he said this, and he gave up the ghost." What was going on today? Because the last thing we heard was, "This is what I hear. I'm giving it over to you." What I heard was, "I done did all you told me to do." What I heard was, "I done done my part." What I heard was, I ain't got nothing else to do. Happy birthday, Carolyn. I don't have anything else to do. I've finished my course. You told me to heal the sick. You told me to raise the dead. You told me to give sight to the blind. You told me that I was coming to redeem man. I didn't did my part. I gave my life for this. I just died. So into your hands, I'm giving it over to you now. What you must understand is, after you've done all you can regarding to any circumstances, any situation, anything that God has given you instructions to do, you then got to turn it over to him and let him do his part. There's always two sides to every story. There's your side, and then there's his side. Your side is to do your part. His side is to do his part. There are many people that miss out on the second part because we're so into doing our part that we don't realize that at some point, we got to give up. He said, "Father, into your hand I command my spirit." And he gave up the ghost. That's where some of us need to be right now. We didn't did everything that we were supposed to do. He told us to go left, we went left. He told us to go right, we went left, right. He told us to get up, we got up. He told us to move on, we moved on. We've done everything. And Carolyn, I studied Nairobi and I studied, I said, what did he do on Saturday? Matter of fact, some scholars would say, Gregory, that Holy Saturday is known as Silent Saturday. That there is no spoken nothing from God, from Jesus is dead now. And the only thing that he has to move on is depending on God to do what he said he would do. And that's raise him up. What do you do when God gets silent and you done did everything? Y'all not saying that. You done did everything that. Huh? You done did everything that you were supposed to do. Huh? You fulfill everything. You quit the job like he told you, and you're just waiting for what's next. Huh? You walked away from the relationship and God said, I'm gonna give you better. Y'all pay attention. He said, I'm gonna give you better. But now he's silent. What do you do during the silence of God? Huh? What do you do when you got a lot of promises, but it hasn't come to pass yet? What do you do when you at your wit's end and now God gets silent? I can imagine, Ellen, and I'm halfway done. I can imagine that the boys were in hiding, because now the whole Roman government is aware that he had followers. Matter of fact, it is accounted that Peter three times tries to move about without nobody saying nothing to him. And they ask him, they say, aren't you the one that was with Jesus? He said, no, wasn't me. Hey, then he moved on. He said, hey, another one asked, say, weren't you the one with that was with the one that just got crucified? I don't know him. Then a third time, he's asked, don't you know that one that was just, no, I don't know him. So they are, the boys are hiding out. His mother is probably doing what mothers do when their child leaves before them. God is not speaking to them. Do you know the reason why God is not speaking? Erica, you're gonna shout off of this. I'm gonna give a birthday gift to Carolyn. Do you know the reason why that God is not speaking on this Saturday? Because he already spoke. And that's what many of us need. We need God to keep speaking when he's already spoken over a situation. Y'all don't know what to shout. I said, Brandon, the reason why that God is not speaking while Jesus is laying in the grave is because he already spoke. He already said that he's going to raise up on the third day. If we ever get to the place that we can hold on to what God already said over our life, we don't need a bunch of words. We don't need God to keep on speaking. We need to hold on to the plan and to what he already outlined what's going to happen. He said, the Son of Man will die, but on the third day, he's going to write. It's not the third day yet. So when God has already promised what's going to happen on the third day, you ain't got to keep talking and talking and talking, because he already said what's good. There are many of you that are listening to me right now. You just want God, Quita. You just want God to just keep on talking when he's already talked and he's already promised. And he said that all of my promises are yea and amen to the glory of God. But I'm coming back, Carolyn. It kicked me out. Froze. But all of his promises are yea and amen to the glory of God. So Heidi, we get messed up because God then got quiet. This is Silent Saturday. When God, some of you right now are going through some Silent Saturdays in your life. He ain't saying nothing. You done commended it to him. Or have you? Have you really given it over to him that you can relax? I mean, Jesus is in the grave. He just chilling and he laying there and waiting for his moment. He's waiting for the manifestation of the promise that God already said. I think y'all missed your shout. You missed your cue. I said, he ain't saying nothing today because he's already spoke about what's supposed to happen tomorrow. So if he already spoke, why does he have to keep speaking? What he needs you to do, Carolyn, oh, Carolyn's, is to hold on. And that's what I stopped by just for a few minutes. Huh? He needs you to rest. He needs you to relax. He needs you to stop overthinking. He needs you to stop with that anxiety attack. He needs you not to take no thought for tomorrow, because tomorrow already got its own self together. Have you ever been in the place in life? Shata. Where you just been through the worst time of your life, but you know it's about to get better. Huh? Jesus just been through the worst time of his life, going through the crucifixion. Huh? People walked away from him. He just went through the worst Friday of his life. Have you ever went through the worst day of your life? But something inside of you telling you it's about to get better. 19 people that would hear the word of the Lord today, I want you to put it in the chat right now. It's about to get better. It's about to get better. It's about to get better. You sense and you feel on this Silent Saturday. You sense and you feel, huh? That things is getting ready to turn and things getting ready to change. Glory to God. Huh? On top of that, the most important, there's a promise on your life of a great ending. There's a promise on your life inside of you. There's dreams and ambitions and promises on your life. But you're in the middle, in case y'all wondering where I was going. You're in the middle of what you've been through and where you're going. You're in the middle of the promise and the possession. Huh? You've seen the part that he said that you got to die and you got to suffer. Huh? But you ain't seen the after effect that comes with suffering and dying. Because he said, if you're gonna, if ain't nobody saying that but Kimberly, if you're gonna suffer with me, huh? You gonna, hey TikTok, you gonna reign with me. Huh? You didn't read the part about if there's no cross, there's no crown. Has anybody ever been in the middle of what was and what's to come? Has anybody ever been in the middle of losing your job and the next thing that got? It's hard joy to hope and to wait and to pray for the next thing that God has for you. But you sense and you know that there's more. 19 people put in the chat, there's more than this. I want to talk to the people that's in the middle right now. Huh? I want to talk to the people that's in the middle of all of it. You're in the middle of what has been, and you're in the middle of what's getting ready to happen. You're in the middle of sickness, but you're also in the middle of healing. You're in the middle of financial trouble, but you're in the middle of the money that's getting ready to come. You're in the middle of working for somebody else, but you hear God saying that there's your own business coming. You're in the middle of being single, but God has said this is the year for when the right one comes, and God is silent in your middle. He talked about Friday, Ellen. He talked about Friday. Huh? You're going to die on the cross on Friday. He talked about Sunday and early Sunday morning. You're going to get up. But he didn't say nothing about Saturday, Erica. What I do with Saturday? Told y'all about yesterday. Told y'all about Friday. And we know the story. I don't mean to be a spoiler, but we already know Pamela Evans. We already know about tomorrow. But what about Saturday? Somebody that's in the middle of it right now, I need you to put it in the chat. What about Saturday? I need you to ask the question. What about Saturday? Shakim, what do you do? Not Gregory. Gregory knows what to do with Saturdays. But what do you do with a day that's not recorded, Mia Moore? What do you do, Tiffany, with a day, Harriet, that is not recorded? There's no word on Saturday. People at home mourning the death of Jesus. People at home hiding. Mother and family, Joseph, is in turmoil because they've lost a son. John, his brother. What do you do? I mean, he was just with us yesterday. I mean, yesterday we could see him, but now, what about Saturday? Nobody recorded. What do you do? What do you do with the silence, Tanya? What do you do with the silence of the Lamb? What do you do when God is? If you've been with me long enough, I talked about the silence before, the silence of the Lamb, when God is silent in your situation. I told y'all yesterday it's Friday, but Sunday's coming. But I didn't mention Saturday. And I studied and I tried, Erica, to have something nice. There's nothing about Saturday. Woo! Nairobi, what do you do with the Saturdays of your life? Kimberly? Because some people right now, they in their Saturday. Nina, brothers, Nina, there's some people that are watching and listening, Patricia, that are in the Saturdays of their life and nothing is happening. Nothing is moving. Sometimes I get in the shower. That's my place to think. It's where the phone, I can't get it unless I electrocute myself. Huh? Huh? And sometimes God just begins to speak to me. And the enemy speaks too. And I'm in a battle sometimes. You heard Erica in the beginning. She said, that's right. We're here 7 days a week, Tiffany. Ariva, we hear 7 days a week. Yep, that's right. I'm the most consistent person in the world. But even me, sometimes I say, God, and if you're human, you've all said this, what's next? I'm in the middle of it all. I'm in the middle of it all. I'm in the middle of decisions. I'm in the middle, and I don't know who I'm talking to. If I'm talking to you now and you feel like you're in the middle, put a one in the chat. What about Saturday, God? What do I do? What do I do with Saturday? I'm a preacher, Nina. What do I do with Saturday until Sunday comes? I know. I know. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He shall strengthen your heart. I know. I get it. I know all the scriptures, Prince. I know all the cliches. I know weeping may endure for a night, but what do you do? What do you do with Saturday? There's nothing in the scripture, Prince, about Saturday. It's only about Friday and Sunday. I know they got his body wrapped and he's in the grave. There's no movement. People say that he's down in hell preaching and getting the keys. And then let's talk about the promise. I mean, everybody is waiting on him to see if what he said is going to happen. If he's going to get up just like, and some people, you in the same place, you've been left for dead, and people are waiting on you during your Saturday process because nobody is saying there's no movement. They want to see if God is going to do what you said he's going to do on Sunday. They seen your Friday, but they want to see whether or not he's going to do what he says. So you can't say nothing. You can't even defend yourself. I'm preaching today. You can't even defend yourself because you're in a dead state. You can't speak for yourself. But there's a promise. There's a promise that the Son of Man must suffer. Huh? Tammy, come here. I'm doing the best I can. Tammy said, preach on TikTok, huh? What do you do about Saturday in your life? There's no promise on Saturday. Yeah? Huh? There's nothing that God said about he's just dead. He's laying in a dead state. And everybody's trying to see if what God said, if what Jesus is saying through God his Father is going to come to pass. And that's where some of y'all are. You in the Saturday of your life. You're trying to see. Not only are you trying to see, the people around you, they're trying to see. You know, he said he's going to get up in the morning. You know, he said he's going to get up in the morning. You know, he said he's going to get up in the morning. You know, he said he's going to get up in the morning. You know, she said she's going to start that business. You know, she said she's going to walk off that job and start that business. You know, she said the right one coming. It's getting ready to be Q2 now. She said the right one, that this was the year that a man, Genesis 2:24, shall a man. She going to that Davis singles thing, listening to all that stuff. Huh? She even went and looked at wedding dresses. They laughing. That has sold his robe and parted his clothing, and they sitting back. They the only thing I could find is that they had a guard in front of the grave. The stone is there, and the Romans are lying. Huh? They're getting ready for their lie. They got their lie together already. They're saying in case he does get up, we're going to say that they came and stole him out of the grave. It was impossible. The grave was guarded. There was no way in the natural. Come on here, Calvin. It's your birthday. There was no way out. I'm done, y'all. I'm done. Huh? They just watching. They're laughing at you. Because there's no movement on Saturday. Some of us, there's no movement. We're just doing the same. And there's no movement. Look like you ain't getting nowhere. Huh? But God, woo, he's working behind the scenes. Huh? I need 10 people to add Lisa. Go with Lisa and put some flames in here and say he's working behind the scenes. You can't see him. You don't know what he's doing. Huh? But there's a promise. I came to remind somebody, although it's silent Saturday, that God is working. So what do I do? You do what Jesus is doing. You do exactly what Gregory, he's a spoiler, put in the chat. You rest in him. Huh? You rest in him. You relax in him. You You wait until the signal. Woo! Huh? You wait until he signals you that it's time to get up and move, huh? God is sending somewhere with favor. He's sending an angel to with favor in your life. You learn how to. I know you're a Sabbath keeper. You couldn't help it, huh? You learn how to rest in him. You learn how to relax in him, huh? There's no work on Saturday, huh? There's only spectators. There's only mockers. There's only those that will laugh at you. Hey, but he who laughs, laughs. Y'all not saying nothing, huh? Because the promise was, thank you, Jesus, huh? That on Sunday morning, you're going to get up out of that grave. But you're stuck right now. I said, but you're stuck right now. You're stuck in the middle of it all, huh? You stuck in people saying, she'll never do it. She'll never, and you're not getting any flags from God no more. He just was talking yesterday. Huh? You're in the middle of what was and what will be to come. You're anticipating something to happen. You're believing something to happen. You're waiting for something to happen. You are believing God, because you done said, you already done said. You already said, Father, into my hands I commend. So you then gave it over to him. If you gave it over to him, then what you doing worrying about it? You don't worry on Saturday. Saturday is to rest in him. Because I told you Friday, y'all not saying nothing. Sunday's coming. So if Sunday's coming, you get excited about it on Saturday. Huh? Ain't nothing else to do. You gave him, you said it's finished. You told him, Father, into your hands, I commend my spirit. So ain't nothing else to do. Ain't no need to worry what the night is gonna bring. My favorite song, it'll be all over. I know y'all nervous. Because it's Saturday in some of y'all lives, huh? God done stop speaking. God done stop telling you what they, but he, y'all not saying, it'll be all over in the morning, it'll be all over. But what about Saturday? Bishop, I'm anxious. I'm antsy. So what do I do on Saturday? You rest and hold on to the promise. Huh? You don't know exactly what time you're going to get up. You don't know exactly how it's going to happen. Huh? All you know is that you got a promise. See, that's the difference, Candace. You came up with the old saints. You came up with the old saints. Huh? The old saints, they didn't wait. They didn't wait for the promise to come. They danced off the promise. They shouted off the promise. They screamed off the promise. They gave off the promise. They didn't. Us now, we gotta wait and see. Y'all not saying, but don't wait till the battle is over. So it's Saturday. No word recorded about Saturday in the Bible. Everybody nervous now. They want to see if it's going to happen. They want to see if he's going to get up just like they said. But it's Saturday. I came to tell somebody as I close. It may be Saturday in your life, and God has gotten silent on your stuff. Seem like he's not saying nothing. Your posture is to rest. His posture is to raise you up in the morning. Y'all not saying nothing. I said, your posture is to relax and rest. Huh? You got a part in it and he got a part. You done did your part. Now all you waiting for now is God to raise you up in your morning. Huh? Oh, we all got a morning. See, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is kind of how life goes. I'm done, for real. Huh? I've been preaching all week long. I've been in church all week in addition to preaching. Huh? Got to go back to church. Was at church at 12. Was at church yesterday 2 times. My home church. Church all week long. I'm done. See, Friday. Huh? The death is a type of being in Egypt. Huh? The Old Testament was examples of what the New Testament is. Friday represent being, throughout the whole Bible, there's Fridays. Egypt. Come here, Gregory. Huh? Saturday is a type of the wilderness. Being in the middle of it. I'm teaching, Erica. Being in the middle of it all. Huh? The thing about it is, God starts at the end of a thing. I keep telling y'all, if you've been with me, and works his way back. Spoiler alert. He already know what he's going to do in your Sunday morning. He already know that your Sunday morning is taken care of. He already know that he's going to bring you out. He already know that you're coming up. He already know that you're going to work your business. He already know that you're not working for that. He already know the promotion is coming. He already know your children are going to be saved. He already know that your children are coming home out of jail. He already know that the money is coming. He already know that you got the business. But God works his way from the end to the beginning. We work our way from the beginning to the end. So it's a fixed deal. And so right now we're in the wilderness. We're in the middle of it. And throughout the Bible, that's all it talks about. 3 different places. Huh? Egypt mentality. Bondage for somebody else, huh? Egypt, Babylon, on and on and on and on. It's your, Kimberly, it's our mind. You got to decide whether you living in Egypt or you going to stay in the wilderness. And on the third day, he got up, which is the promise. All throughout the word, there's nothing but types and shadows of what's to come. And your third day represents the promises of God. For all his promises are yea and amen. The seed today, I'm done. The seed today is 24. The seed today is 24. That this year will be the year of my promise. See, some of y'all don't think I can teach short. I can't. When I go out and preach, it's like, huh? I'm done. Huh? The seed today, it's 24. I'm in the middle of it all. Some of you are right in the middle right now. You're in the middle of it all. Thank you, Nairobi. You're in the middle of decisions. Why 24? Because this is the 24th. Year, and we're sowing right into this year. That's what we do on Saturdays. Sow your seed of 24. Somebody's going to get 48. Somebody's going to double it. But I'm in the middle. I'm in the middle of it all, Bishop. I feel like somebody in here that feel like you're in the middle of it, put a 5 in the chat. You're talking right to me, Bishop. I'm in the middle of, I feel like the worst days are over, but I can't put my finger on when the next thing gonna drop. Jasmine, huh? I'm in the middle of it. I sense it. I taste it. I sense and I taste my next. Huh? I sense the change coming. I'm just resting in him now. So, Father, take away all anxiety. Take away all anxiety. Take away all worry. I need you to stop walking the flow. Huh? I need you to tell God, like Jesus said, Father, into your hand I commend my spirit. In other words, I give you control of it. Come here, Jasmine. Huh? I give you control of it. You got it. I done did all I can with my children. I don't know who I'm talking to about their children. That I don't know who I'm talking to today. I don't know who, but you need right now to put it in the chat. You need to put your children's name in there again today and put in there the one that you got to worry about, the one that you worried about. Put it in there and say, God, I commend them to you today. Huh? God, I put my bills in your hand. My Savior. Huh? I put my household, I put my future husband in your hand. Father, into your hand. I put my relationship status in your hand. That's it, Ellen. Don't be afraid of me. Huh? I put it in your hand. I put my necks in your hand. I'm laying here. And I'm patiently with, I done did all I can. Every time I try to do something, I bump my head against the wall. So, Father, into your hand, I give it to you, Lakeish. I give it to you. Brandy, I give them to you. I give it over. I done did all I could do. Is there anybody here other than me that said, God, I done did it? Hey, Tiana Harris. Huh? Put in the chat right now, y'all. What you giving over to him? It's Saturday. He ain't saying nothing. Some of y'all, you've been in a Saturday for a while, and he ain't saying nothing. But you got a promise. Brandy, Carolyn Thomas, I'm going to say this to y'all. Joy, this for the three of y'all. Carolyn Hayes, happy birthday. Huh? What do? When your Saturday has been prolonged, what do? When you got a promise, but you don't have a date. Goodbye, Erica. Bye. You take the room, Erica. I said, what do when you got a promise, but you don't have a date? I said, what do when you have a promise, but you don't have a date? Brandy, that's why I called your name. You don't have a date when he's going to do it. But you got a sneaky suspicion that you're closer than you ever been close. Tammy, I don't think y'all know when to shout. I said, you got a promise, Nairobi, but you don't have a date that is due. You rest on the word of the promise. Because you do understand that your promise is activated by faith. You have faith that God is going to fulfill what he said. There's some of you that are watching me on TikTok right now. You got a promise over. And it's to 1,000 generations. It's on your children. It's on your children's children. But you say, God, because you're in Saturday, You're in the Saturday of your life, silent Saturday, when God is not saying anything because he already said, it is well, it is well with my soul. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Dr. Jennifer, this message was for you, if for nobody else. We know what to do with Friday, Dr. Jennifer. We know we're going to have some hard times. We're going to have some Fridays. And sure enough, we know to shout on Sunday morning. But have we learned how to rest? Until Sunday comes. Until the promise is fulfilled. Do we know how to rest? He's a wonder. You're sowing that $24. You're sowing that $24. You're sowing that $24. And I want you to put in the comment, rest. I want you to put in the comment, rest. As you give that seed at $ Greg Davis 10, some of you are going to give double. Tomorrow's resurrection, I want you to pray about giving a special resurrection seed. But I want you to put rest. When you give that seed, Lynn, Joanne, those of you that are giving that $24 seed, Saturday, silent Saturday, Good Friday, silent Saturday. Resurrection Sunday. Friday, the Egypt of my life. Saturday, the wilderness of my life. Sunday, victory. Everybody doubting you today. Everybody laughing at you today because it has not yet happened. Yet is a conjunction. Yeah? It means one thing is happening one way, but another is happening yet. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Use a 919. I believe in God for your son, Jermaine, and your daughters and sons. My husband and household finances. If you don't get nothing else that I said out of this message, I want you to relax and rest on Saturday. Rest your mind. Rest your heart. Some of you are anxious for a relationship. Work on you while God is working on the right one for you. Be the best version of you that you can be. Rest. Rest. I decree and declare 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 peace. I come against anxiety and worry, and I speak rest. That's what Saturday is. Silence, rest. 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 Rest your mind. Rest your heart. Your mind, your heart is racing. Rest. Rest. Rest, Heidi. Rest. Rest. If he's silent, then you be silent. Stop complaining. The Lord bless you. Stop complaining. Stop that complaining. Stop that complaining. Stop walking the floor and tossing and turning. Go to sleep tonight. Go to sleep. Go to sleep. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He reneweth my soul. Rest. Rest. I speak rest. I declare rest. I speak rest. In every area of your life, peace be still. Do you receive it? Somebody put it in the chat, I receive rest, Bishop. I receive rest. I receive rest, Bishop. Thank you, Jesus. Rest, Linda. Rest, Laura. Rest, Joanne. Rest. Rest, Joy. Rest, Gregory. Oh, that is within me. Thank you, Jesus. We're done. The Lord bless you. Those of you that will share that seed of 2448 today, $ Greg Davis 10. Bless you, Mr. Big G. He said, I receive rest. Your mind is racing. Your mind is telling you to give up. Your mind is telling you to walk away. Your mind is telling you that Sunday is not coming, that the victory is not coming, but the devil's a liar. Although he's silent on Saturday, his promise is going to be fulfilled on Sunday. Just like it's already known that he's going to get up tomorrow morning, it's already known that you're going to get up. That's the plan. That's the plan, baby. The Lord bless you. TikTok, I love you. Thank you, Carolyn. Happy birthday. You're so faithful even on your birthday. Rest. You rest, Carolyn. You rest. You rest. Huh? Once you hit 50, whoo, I was talking to my pastor today. Once you hit 50, you don't let stuff bother you. You rest. Huh? For I know the plan. He knows what's next for you, Nairobi, Carolyn. He knows what's next for y'all. It's already mapped out. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. I'm gone. Bless y'all on TikTok. Sowing that seed of $24, Greg Davis 10. PayPal, contact gregdavis@gmail.com. Givelify, Greg Davis Ministry. Zelle, gregdavisshow@gmail.com. Venmo. The Lord bless you. TikTok. He's the lily. Bless y'all that's on Facebook, YouTube. Bless y'all. Bright morning star. Thank you, Joy. Thank you, Brandy. Love y'all. 12:30 Sunday. Sweet Jesus.